Welcome back. Happy Friday. Always a good feeling. Now, not necessarily our normal Friday, because there's no Titans football game this upcoming weekend. But there is college hoops all over the place, and it's been a lot of fun to watch Belmont men's basketball in particular having so much success. They got a big win last night over Tennessee Tech, and Casey Alexander is going to join us here in just a second. But honestly, because they beat Tennessee Tech handily, I want to talk to Coach Alexander about what it's been like to kind of navigate a college basketball team through another pandemic-ish season, right? We all know what happened to the tournament last year with the way that things went down. We all understand that all sports are kind of having to go through this, but there's been less postponements and they're kind of trying to find their way through outside of, you know, Belmont obviously being hugely successful at this point, their current record of 13-3 to this point in the season. They've had a couple of games postponed, and frankly, before they were getting ready to play Tennessee Tech, Austin Peay had a COVID issue, so they had to cancel that game and reschedule it basically on the same day, was my understanding. Coach Casey Alexander joins us now on 104.5 The Zone. Coach, what's going on, man?
Hey, I'm all good. How are you?
Man, we're doing good. We appreciate you coming back on the show. So congratulations on the win last night, obviously. Big one coming up at home on Saturday against Murray State. But the circumstances around the game, Coach, where you're supposed to play Austin Peay, Austin Peay has a COVID situation. You have to find, or you find an opponent and a conference opponent at that in short order. What kind of basically chaos was around that for while you guys were trying to figure it out?
Yeah, it's crazy. The number of curveballs that COVID continues to throw at us, you know, sooner or later, you know, we'll be able to hit them. But it was bizarre. You know, our league and every league across the country, as you know, has just had so many games postponed, canceled, forfeited, whatever the circumstances are. And so we decided, not we, Belmont, but we, the OVC, decided, hey, if more than one team loses a game to no fault of their own because the other team has COVID, for example, which is the case for us, Austin Peay couldn't play yesterday, and then Tennessee Tech's opponent couldn't play yesterday. If the game can be worked out and both teams agree to it, then play it. So we found out Wednesday afternoon Austin Peay might have an issue, so we called Tennessee Tech and said, hey, if they do have an issue, would you guys be willing to play? They said yes. And so when we found out yesterday morning that Austin Peay was officially out, the change was made, and the rest is history.
And Belmont keeps rolling, 92-77 over Tennessee Tech last night at the Curb Event Center. Casey Alexander here with us on 104.5 The Zone. So there's always going to be a shorter turnaround in a sport like basketball, Coach, where you're having to get your kids ready for the next opponent throughout the course of the week. But like when you have that kind of a curveball thrown in where you're not going to postpone, you're just going to play the game because of what you've outlined, what the OVC had decided upon prior to this whole situation. How does that kind of change your approach? Does it change your approach at all with having to make the adjustments necessary given that the opponent has changed all of a sudden?
Yeah, we certainly have to be a lot more flexible and much more simple at the same time. And the other part of the scenario is, I mean, we didn't have any advantage or disadvantage, you know, over Tennessee Tech. They were dealing with the same time frame and ability to get prepared.
Sure.
The truth is, you know, we've got so many people that can help and so much analytics and video and everything at our disposal. You know, we basically just had an all hands on deck scenario. Instead of one coach being prepared for the scout with maybe a GA chipping in, you know, it was everybody, you know, taking bits and pieces and putting it all together. It's like cramming for a final exam is what it was. And so we were completely ready to play the game. What we were missing the most were like practice reps, you know, for the players. There wasn't anything that surprised us, anything we didn't talk about, you know, but there's a big difference when you got 2 or 3 days to practice for it and be ready for it.
Seemed like the team responded well last night, though, particularly the depth, 33 points off the bench last night in that win over Tennessee Tech. How proud are you of your kids, the way that they've been able to respond this season?
Yeah, they've been playing well. We had a really nice off-conference run, a lot of good opponents in there, and have built a really nice resume and 3 conference games so far. And and pretty wide margins. We didn't have a great second half last night, but we're up 22 at halftime, and so hard to complain a whole lot about what this team has done and continues to do. Naturally, we're still young in the season. We're only three games into an 18 game conference season, and so there's plenty more out there for us to do.
So a big one coming up this Saturday at the Curb Event Center, Murray State coming into Nashville to take you guys on. What kind of stands out about their team and this program that's done so well over the course of the year to be hugely productive in college basketball?
Yeah, well, they're back to the Murray of old. Last year was a significant hiccup. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of validity in just COVID being a big part of that. But they are they're really, really good. Tremendous record, tremendous talent, really well coached. So I anticipate it being, you know, the best of the best kind of Belmont-Murray battles that we've all seen over the last 10 years.
It's going to be a fun one. So if you haven't been to a Belmont game so far this year, these guys are rolling. They're absolutely worth going to check out the games at the Curb Event Center. Murray State coming up on Saturday. Coach Casey Alexander, kind enough to give us some of his time on this Friday. Coach, have a great weekend and continued health and success, and hopefully, you know, a few less curveballs throughout the course of the season.
There you go. Appreciate you.
Thanks for the time, Coach. Casey Alexander there with us on 104.5 The Zone. Man, it's got to be tough, especially basketball, right? I mean, there's just so many variables going into this, basketball and hockey. And I know that you can manage better on the pro level, or at least it's easier to manage on the pro level because there is compensation involved. The players are employees. They understand the risk. With college students, and we've talked about this with Vanderbilt and their decision to keep students out of the student section but still selling the tickets, like, there's so many different things that you're wading through if you're a coach of one of these programs, men's, women's, whatever the sport, and you're playing multiple games a week, having to adapt on the fly like that. I can't imagine what it's like to be Casey Alexander or anybody right now in that profession.
Well, they don't have to prepare for Ja Morant against Murray State this weekend, so that's nice.
Yes, that's very helpful. He no longer plays for the Murray State Racers. That is crazy, though. I honestly, I'm pissed at myself now that I see what Ja's doing. I'm pissed that I didn't go see a game at Murray State. I really am, because it's not very far from us. I've made that drive a lot more often than you would think. Anyway, we don't have to get into that, but I have been to that campus, and people live, breathe, eat, sleep basketball there. So this is going to be a fun game. I'm dying to go. You know what? I may go. I've got a Belmont credential. They were kind enough to give us one for the season, and I haven't necessarily had weekends because of football games. I think I may go check out, provided the weather does not, you know, get crazy on us. I think I'm going to go to that game. I've decided. I'd probably need to tell Dara that. Probably need to give her a heads up. But I'm looking forward to Murray State, Belmont, playing high-level basketball right now. Make sure you check it out this weekend. All right. You want to do an SEC stat of the day since we're doing hoops? What you
Let's
got
do
for
it.
Me?
Tomorrow, Tennessee at Kentucky, Rupp Arena, noon tip-off. It's kind of snuck under the radar, it feels like, right?
There's a lot of stuff going on.
There's a lot going on. Super Wild Card Weekend. Titans are the one seed, pro sports in Tennessee. My SEC stat of the day is the number four. John Fulkerson, it's not the first time Fulkerson has been involved in one of our stats of the day. John Fulkerson is the only player in Tennessee history to have won four games at Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky.
That's wild.
He's looking for his fifth tomorrow afternoon.
One, he's been there for an eternity.
Yes, he's been there since about 1992.
they put out, but like, think about that. He's won all four of his games at Rupp Arena. Do you know how crazy that is? They haven't lost a game at Rupp, you were telling me earlier this morning, since 2019?
Right. He's lost at Rupp before, but yes, 2019 is the last time Tennessee lost up there.
Oh, forgive me.
Script's kind of flipped on that, because Rick Barnes, at the start of his tenure, even when Tennessee was barely scratching 500, was always beating Kentucky at home. That was kind of what he was able to hang his hat on for the first 3 or 4 years of his tenure. But the last couple, it's been flip-flop. They've continued to win in Rupp Arena, and they've lost in Thompson Bowling Arena since 2019.
Man, I'm looking forward to that game, too, this weekend. There's a lot of good college hoops on right now. I hope people are taking advantage
of it. It was a huge week of college hoops. Huge.
Well, you had the number one team in the country go down. I mean, but does shock value still kind of exist in college basketball that way?
I don't think so. I think a number one undefeated team going down in January doesn't move the needle much.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I mean, you had two.
Because Baylor's so good.
Well, and USC, you had two top five undefeated teams go down. USC losing at Stanford on the same night, I believe, on Tuesday night. And then, I mean, the Auburn-Alabama game is electric. Duke, number two, Duke lost over the weekend against Miami. It's been a big week.
It's football covers up so much of that. Anyway, you know, if you got nothing to do, watch basketball. It's on. When we come back, we are going to, we should know who is going to be on the Associated Press's All-Pro first and second teams. That's scheduled to come out at 11 a.m. So when we come back, we'll tell you the latest. With that, Coach Dave McGinnis will join us at 11:20. And in this jam-packed, loaded hour, got Ryan Johansson, Preds center, join us as well. First Preds player we've had on the show. I'm Buck Rising. It's 104.5 The Zone.